A dark-haired woman is frowning.
You try to protect your children. Stay one step ahead. But then something happens, and you realize that all those dangers you've been trying to protect them from are not all out there. By the time you get that, it's too late.
Starring Delta Burke, she shakes her head. Different areas of a home are shown. Dangerous Child. Ryan Merriman. Vito Ruginis. Mark Donato. Barclay Hope, Rosemary Dunsmore. Deborah O'Dell, Richard Zapieri. Music by Peter Manning Robinson, edited by Michael Schweitzer. Several round lights flash off and on as they switch between red and white. Production designer Velasta Svoboda, director of photography Nikos Evdemon, produced by Terry Gould. The lights get smaller and blur, then they change to an ambulance with lights flashing. The ambulance becomes blurry as it gets closer. As it stops, a paramedic gets out and goes to the back of the vehicle. Another paramedic meets him. The two men take a stretcher out of the ambulance. Later, the two medics are guiding the stretcher out of the front door of a home. A boy is on the stretcher with an oxygen mask covering his face. A crowd is watching from behind a police car. The dark-haired woman is walking next to the stretcher.
It's okay, baby.
A teenage boy is watching.
I'm right here, okay?
Ma'am.
Okay?
Hands behind your back, please.
Mrs. Cambridge, I'm afraid you have to come with us. Sally Cambridge, you're under arrest on suspicion of child abuse and endangerment. You have the right to remain silent.
Sally watches the boy on the stretcher as she's handcuffed.
I have to go. I have to ride with him.
Two police officers lead her away as the teenager watches. She looks around and frowns as she's put into a police car. She sits in the back seat with her mouth open. Raindrops cover the window. The teen frowns and sits. He leans his chin on his hands. The ambulance pulls away. Later, Sally's alone in a room.
Mike!
Hey, I have to get to the hospital. You have to tell me.
Mike's wearing a badge. He looks at her.
He wasn't moving. Please, you have to take me.
He looks down at the floor. Then they both sit at a table. A two-way mirror is behind Mike.
It's pretty serious, Sally. He has a head wound and it's pretty severe.
She frowns and covers her eyes.
Listen, maybe you should call your attorney.
What?
She stares at him.
I don't understand. Mike, you know me. Why are you keeping me here?
Because this wasn't the first instance. It doesn't look good.
Never do anything to hurt my children.
Nobody ever intends for things like this to happen. Sometimes it just goes too far, gets out of hand.
No, that's not what happened.
Then what did?
She remembers screaming.
Sally. Tell me.
She remembers the teenager.
Happy birthday!
It's Sally, a boy, and a man. She has a cake with candles.
Happy birthday, 16, eh, stud?
Unless you want me to sing happy birthday, you better blow out these candles.
Let him blow.
The teen smiles as he sits up in bed.
Ooh, nice.
Very
bites.
Good. Happy birthday.
Now, Leo. Now, Leo. Now, Leo.
Leo and the man hit the teen with pillows. Sally smiles as the man looks sheepishly at her. Later, a kid on a bike and a car pass in front of a white home. In the kitchen...
Thanks for letting me be part of this, Sally.
She smiles at him.
Guys, it's a quarter of...
The man picks up a fork off the table and looks at her.
He's new?
Yeah.
She turns away. Leo comes in.
Hey, here he is, flying in.
Hey, listen, Friday afternoon, I'm going to be here bright and early to pick you up, buddy boy.
It's not bright and early. That's bright and late, buddy boy.
Brains of the family, right here. This one. This one. This one. This one.
Hey!
The man tickles Leo as Sally smiles. Elsewhere, the teenager is looking in a mirror as he puts on a necklace. He adjusts his collar, then looks closely at pimples on his chin and forehead. He frowns.
Jack!
In the kitchen, Sally steps over a cat. The food bowl says, Gus.
Excuse me, Gus.
Jack smiles as he sits at the table. The man hands him a present.
For Marcia and me.
It's a tennis racket.
Oh, Dad, this is so cool.
Yeah, we could try it out on the weekend if you're not too tired from Friday night. You guys are going to whip Central Hill.
Your sweetheart, happy birthday.
Thanks, Mom.
His mom gives him a small present.
Let's see what we got here.
It's a box of CDs.
Mom, this has, like, everybody. Blind Lemon Jefferson, the Carter Family, Helen Humes. Thanks. Thanks, you guys.
All right, I guess I better be moving.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, son.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Marcia and I'll pick you up on Friday. And, hold on the fort.
Sally looks at the boy's dad as he gives them a thumbs-up sign.
Oh, I can't believe you got her.
Jack jumps up and hugs his mom as Leo watches. Later, outside an office building, Sally and a blonde-haired woman watch as an older car pulls up and Jack gets out.
Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, Miss Hirsch. Doing okay.
What? No basketball practice this afternoon?
Oh, no. It got canceled.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't forget to pick up Leo at 6.
Actually, that's, kind of what I wanted to talk to you about. Leo, I...
Sally turns away as a teen gets out of the car.
You! I'm gonna wait right here for you.
Jack waves.
All right.
Mom, come on. Leo's not a baby anymore, all right? He can stay home for a couple hours by himself.
No, he can't.
Why not?
Because he can't.
Well, fine. Then let him stay at Corey's house.
Corey's family has plans. Jack, I asked you. You said you'd pick him up. It's your responsibility.
Look, I know I did, Mom, but why does everything have to be my responsibility?
Everything is
mine. He's not my kid!
She glares at him.
Mom, I'm... Just this one time. All right, I wanted to go and check out this new arcade. I'd be home by 9.
All right.
Thanks, Mom. So I'll see you then.
Yeah? Wait, what's the deal? No basketball practice 2 days before a game.
Oh, Central Hill canceled.
They did?
Yeah, something happened. There won't be another game for a couple weeks.
Later, Sally's on the phone.
Coach Young? Hi. Sally Cambridge? Yeah, hi. I wanted to ask you something. I heard the Central Hill game was canceled, but your secretary just now told me that it's not. Is Jack not playing? I see. No, I didn't know. No, of course you have to. I understand. Thank you for telling me. Goodbye.
Miss Hirsch comes in.
Anything wrong?
Oh, everything's fine.
Later, Sally's reading. She looks at her watch.
I know you know what time it is. Jack, where have you been? Have you been at the mall all this time?
He goes up the stairs.
Jack!
He glares at her. She follows him up the stairs. He turns on a stereo.
Don't you walk away from me like that?
Look, Mom, I'm sorry I'm late, all right? Now, if you don't mind, just leave me alone, okay?
Where's your homework? I want to see it. Jack, I called Coach Young. I know he's benched you this week and next because of your grades.
What? Mom, I can't believe you called him. Look, I bombed a couple of English papers, all right, but I'm making it up.
And what about biology? This is completely unacceptable.
Mom, I said I'm making it up.
You lied to me. Honey,
no,
you and I, we've always been able to talk to each other. Now, whatever it is, if there's a problem at school or you're feeling a little bit sensitive about your skin.
What about my skin, huh?
Nothing.
Huh? Mom, just get out of here,
Jack.
All right? Lee, get out of here!
He forces his mom out of the room, slams the door, then hits it. Sally puts her hand on her chest. Jack looks down and closes his eyes. Back at the police station, a woman is watching Sally and Mike through the mirror.
In the beginning, when it first happened, I told myself that it was teenage behavior, that it would pass. And the thing is, it did. We got along great for a couple of weeks there, just like we always had before. Just when everything seemed to be getting better.
The woman comes in.
Sally, this is Virginia Malloy. She's with Social Services. Sally's husband and I coach Little League together.
I just checked with the hospital.
Is he conscious?
They'll call when there's a change.
She sits in front of Sally.
Mrs. Cambridge, you say tonight was an accident. A find that hard to understand.
A tear rolls down Sally's cheek. She looks at Virginia, then at Mike, who looks at the floor.
I didn't do this.
Virginia looks at Sally, then down at the table. Sally's at home at a piano. Jack comes in wearing headphones and sits by his mom.
Hey.
Jack begins playing the piano as his mom watches.
I like these.
She points to his necklace.
Thanks.
He takes off the headphones.
But you know, I find that music offensive.
You do?
Yes. I find the lyrics violent and degrading to women, and I wish you wouldn't listen to it.
Here.
Oh, please.
No, here, listen to it.
He hands the headphones to Sally. He watches her as she listens to the music.
Zippy Wallace. I haven't heard this in ages.
Yeah, it's that song Bonnie Raitt sings.
Yeah, Women Be Wise. It's an old Zippy Wallace song.
She smiles and takes off the headphones. They look at each other.
16.
Yeah.
Seems like only yesterday I was carrying you up 4 flights in a Snuggly.
You know, I think I remember that.
No, you couldn't. You were just a baby. We moved to Glenview Drive before you were one.
Yeah. Dad was still in law school.
Mm-hmm. Day and night, and I was working day and night to keep a roof over our heads. Yeah. But we couldn't wait to get married. Or to have you.
She rubs his cheek. Later, Sally listens in as Jack and his dad are in the kitchen.
No, don't tell me. Somebody pulls straight A's in every class, suddenly starts getting D's. I thought you wanted to play basketball.
Look, Dad, I just don't think I'm that good, all right?
Well, I'm just about had it with you. You better get your act together, mister.
Jack's dad tosses a salad fork and kicks a chair.
Get your foot off the chair. Okay, let's go, Leo!
Oh, boy.
Hey, Dad.
You guys go wait outside. I want to talk to your mother a little bit. Keep Marcia company.
Have a fun weekend. I'll see you two Sunday evening.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
She watches the boys leave.
Red, I'm concerned about Jack. It's not just this or his coming in so late the other night. I feel like there are things going on with him.
Well, don't tell me what's going on.
Well, he doesn't talk to me like he used to.
Well, because you treat him like he's 5 years old.
I do not.
Sally, you gotta stay on top of this. I mean, we both have to stay on top of it, but you're the one who's here.
Yes, I am.
It's a matter of boundaries. If you set them, if you lay down the rules and stick to them, he's not going to break them. Be his mother, not his friend.
I'll keep that in mind.
She glares at him.
Listen, I needed to tell you, I've had a couple of rough months, but I'm going to be able to send you a check this week. So I'd appreciate it if you tell your lawyer and get him off my back.
You really resent that, don't you?
Your lawyer or supporting you?
That money is meant for their support, Brad, not mine. I support myself just fine.
Brad glares at her, then leaves. The boys are having a snowball fight with Marcia. Sally steps outside just as Marcia waves.
Hey, Sally.
Sally smiles and returns the wave. Brad, Marcia, Jack, and Leo get in the car and leave. Elsewhere, construction equipment pulls in front of a home. A sign over the garage reads, "Model Home, now open." Sally and Miss Hirsch are inside.
How about a Tuscan farmhouse look?
Oh, we've done that already.
I know, but I still like it. Hey, let's use that credenza we found at Marketplace against this wall.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, Frank! Place looks gorgeous.
Oh, thanks, thanks. I just gotta finish up the molding in the master bedroom and then I'm done. How you doing, Sally?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good. Hey, that's a nice color, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
So, can I call you about next week?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Right, I'll do that. See ya.
Bye.
Frank leaves.
Are you going out with him?
Sally nods.
Finally. When did this happen?
Oh, stop. Nothing's happened. I'm just having dinner, that's all.
Haven't I been telling you two would be perfect together? He's got a sense of color. That says a lot.
Sally smiles and looks at the floor. Later, Jack is playing video games with his friend.
No way.
I got it.
I doubt it.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Some girls walk by. A dark-haired girl smiles at Jack.
Where are you going?
You don't have a clue, do you? Let's deal with this, my man.
The boys slap hands, check their breath, and laugh. They follow the girls. The dark-haired girl is looking at a candle in a store.
Hey, Luke, Jack. Are you guys following us?
Maybe.
Luke wanders away, and Jack walks up to the dark-haired girl. She shows him a small pink candle, and he sniffs it.
Close your eyes. It's better that way.
Jack closes his eyes and smells. The girl moves closer, and they smile.
Told you.
Another girl walks up.
Kayla, I have to get some nachos or something. My blood sugar. See you guys around.
Jack smiles. Luke comes back, and the two boys smile.
Go for it.
Luke wanders away, and Jack looks around the store. He picks up the pink candle, sniffs it, looks around again, and puts it in his jacket pocket. He then picks up a long, slender pink candle and looks around. He puts the candle in his jacket sleeve and looks at Luke across the store. He nods at Luke and starts to leave.
Can I see you a moment, sir? This way, please.
A security guard and Jack walk away as Luke watches from the store. The girls, including Kayla, watch Jack and the guard walk by. Elsewhere, Sally is showing a woman a house.
Yeah, we have some excellent wallpapers that will just look sensational in here. Are you still thinking that way?
Yes, I believe you said you'd bring some samples.
Yes, I did. Excuse me. Just a minute. Hello. This is she. Yes?
Sally frowns.
Yes, I'll be right there. Wendy, I am so sorry. I'm afraid I'm going to have to leave. But I'll call you later this afternoon, okay?
Jack is sitting with the police officer and the security guard.
Thank you. Hello, I'm Sally Cambridge, Jack's mother.
Mrs. Cambridge, I'm afraid we caught your son leaving a store with some merchandise in his pocket that he hadn't paid for. If you'll sign this waiver, you can take your son. You'll be getting a letter notifying you of the court date.
Court?
Well, there'll be instructions on there giving you a number to call if he decides to plead guilty and pay the fine.
She looks at Jack.
Thank you.
She nods and signs a document.
Jack
grabs his backpack and leaves with his mother. Later, the two arrive home in a blue van. Jack, who is wearing sunglasses, walks quickly toward the house. Sally watches him and sighs. In Jack's room, he's lounging on the bed while drinking out of a glass.
Sit up and look at me now.
What?
What? I have to leave a meeting with a client. No, a potential client, because my son has been arrested for shoplifting?
Look, Mom, it wasn't shoplifting, okay?
Oh, excuse me, what was it then? Amnesia?
I was looking at the candles, I put them in my pocket, and I forgot.
Candles?
Look, I told you!
Pink candles.
I forgot! That's it!
Oh, give me a break. Who were the other kids with you?
Nobody.
That's not what the officer said. It was Luke, wasn't it? Hmm? Wasn't it? Now, don't lie to me. I don't want you spending any more time with him. You understand me? I mean that. What about the girls? Jack, this is dead serious, and you know it. Now, just tell me. What, were you trying to steal for one of them? Did you think this was a way to impress them or something?
Jack throws the glass into a wall and glares at his mother. She stares back at him.
Brooks!
Mom? The two stare at each other. Downstairs, Leo and Brad are playing a video game. They have their backs to Sally as she comes in.
He did great. Not one cavity.
Oh, that is great.
Mom, Dad got me the coolest game. See? These terrorists are in the neighborhood, and you get sniper rifles.
And bazookas.
Yeah, and bazookas. And you go through and shoot them.
Sally looks down at the floor. Brad looks back at her.
We'll do a little search and destroy this weekend, okay? I'll see you, buddy.
Okay.
Brad stands and goes to Sally as Leo watches.
Where's Jack?
Upstairs. Asleep, I think.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah. Just one of those days.
Okay, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Brad leaves. Leo continues playing his video game. Back in Jack's room, Sally brings in a broom and leans it against the wall.
Dad, leave.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get into this, but you and I have to.
Mom,
Jack, what was that? Getting so mad like that. Where'd that come from? Jack, what's going on with you?
Nothing.
Nothing? Honey.
Look, Mom, I don't know. I'm sorry. I am.
General, be ready. I need one of you guys to set the table.
She leaves and closes his door. Jack gets the broom and looks at the broken glass. He begins sweeping up. Sally is listening from the other side of the door. She goes back downstairs. At the Oakburn Police Department, Sally's with Mike and Virginia.
Jack abused you verbally? Physically?
Yes.
Why'd you lie before? You did. Like to the doctors, the officers?
Because I was afraid.
Afraid of your son?
She remembers Jack throwing the glass. She nods.
You lied to me too.
I didn't want to get him in trouble.
Leo is playing with his orange juice.
Did you sleep okay?
Jack doesn't look at her.
Is that a yes or a no? Is something bothering you?
No, not really.
Jack, tell your brother that orange juice is good for him.
Orange juice is good for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, very helpful.
Jack picks up his glass and drinks all of his orange juice. He stares at his mom. Later, Sally is shopping with Miss Hirsch.
Listen, this age...
Oh, it's not just his age. It's all these little flare-ups.
Like his father, I remember. No, I never did get the two of you. A few times I saw you and Brad together. He runs so hot and cold.
Yeah, I guess he does, doesn't he? You know, that was never really clear to me until recently.
You're kidding.
No. I mean, I knew he was like that, but his temper was part of who he was. I was so young when we got married, I just looked at it as part of his appeal. It made me feel safe. I know how that sounds, but it did.
Oh, I love this.
She points to a lamp.
Let's see if they'll hold this for us in case we do that B&B.
Okay.
Hey, this thing with Jack, it'll pass.
He's such a sweet kid. I've always been able to depend on him, but lately something's off. I don't know him anymore.
He's 16 with hormones. You're not supposed to know him.
Yeah, but you read about all these troubled kids who, you know, they're learning how to make bombs on the internet or something.
My sister, her oldest, had big problems at this age. Now, 2 years later, he's graduating with honors.
He is?
Yeah. Maybe you just need to give Jack some time. He's a good kid.
Okay.
At Jack's school, he finds a note on his locker. At the same time, Sally is going through a metal detector at the school's front door. She sets off the detector. A security guard checks her with a wand, then gives her her purse.
Back. Thank you. Chicken.
Later in a counselor's office.
His grades are down. He was dropped from basketball for 2 weeks, and he lied to me about it. And I'm concerned.
I understand. Have you noticed anything else in addition to his grades?
Well, you know, since his father and I divorced, I know the last couple of years have been unsettling for him. For both the boys.
A lot of kids have to go through that kind of adjustment. I know no one wants to think about drugs, but it is a problem today, and that could be a factor. Well, it's just something to keep an eye out for.
I understand.
And the best thing you can do is
Talk to him. Talk to him about his moods. The music he listens to, and what's troubling him at school. The key here is to establish a dialogue and keep it going.
Elsewhere, Kayla is looking into her locker as Jack walks up.
Hey, I got your note.
Jack, that thing at the mall, that was so crazy that you did that. Didn't they, like, arrest you?
He nods.
They did?
Yeah, I got off with a fine, but they, like, banned me from the mall.
They banned you? No way.
Well, you know, I mean, you seem to really like those candles, so I figured I'd get you some.
She closes her locker.
Jack, I think that's so cool. And I really want us to be friends.
Okay. Sure.
Kayla kisses Jack several times. He smiles as she leaves. He taps on her locker and turns away. Later at the model home, Leo is carrying a potted tree as Jack and Sally carry other items inside.
Thank you. Very good. Okay, let's see here.
The boys sit as Sally inspects the room.
Great.
Anybody home?
Frank. Hi.
Hi. Hey. You must be Jack, right?
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. And you must be Leo.
Yeah, hi.
How you doing? Geez, your mom did a super job in this place, didn't she?
Oh, guys, this is Frank Cantor. He did all the cabinet work in these houses.
Here.
Oh, yeah, the catalog, great.
Now, I've told him all about you and Veronica, and you should really go, you know, have a look at their showrooms.
Oh, we will. Yeah. You know, Frank did all the cabinetry in this house.
Yeah, we got that, Mom. Yeah.
So, Friday night, 7:30?
Yeah, 7:30's fine.
Great, I'll see you then.
Okay.
Nice to meet you guys.
See ya, Frank.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
Leo smiles and looks at his mom.
Is Frank your boyfriend?
Boyfriend, Leo?
Come on, Mom.
No, we're, well, he asked me out.
A date?
Yeah, I guess. He's divorced. He's a very nice man. Veronica and I have known him for a while now.
Well, is she coming too?
Yeah, I just want you boys to be okay about this.
Well, why wouldn't we be? I mean, you kind of have a life too, you know.
Later, fabric samples are strewn across a table. Brad enters as Sally is working. He has an envelope in his hand.
Oh, hey. I didn't hear you come in. The boys will be right down.
From your lawyer about child support. I thought I explained it.
Yes, you did. I'm sorry. I told him we worked out.
My secretary opened this. She's been keeping tabs on my billable hours as it is. Now she knows I can't pay her. I can't pay her!
I'm sorry you're having trouble, but I don't...
No, that's the trouble I'm having!
They see Jack.
You ready to go, honey?
Later, Sally goes into Jack's bedroom. She has a basket in her hand. She looks around and starts picking up his laundry. She puts the basket down and opens a desk drawer. She looks through a file holder on his desk. Sally opens several dresser drawers and searches them. She reaches under his bed and frowns. She continues searching and finds a small blue gift bag. She pulls out the tissue and finds a necklace like Jack's. She sighs and looks around the room. Later, Brad's talking to Jack as he grills hot dogs.
So you've got this grade thing taken care of, right? And you're back in this week's game?
Yes, to both.
Good man. It's just a question of disciplining. You're probably thinking about too many other things, girls. I wish I had you kids more than every other weekend. Just not enough.
Hey, Dad, can I ask you a question?
Yeah, sure.
Well, there's this girl.
See? What did I just say?
Come on, seriously. And, you know, she says she just wants to be friends, right? And then, like, right after she says that, she kisses me.
You mean like...
Yeah. But the thing is, I can't figure it out.
Well, what's to figure out? She laid one on you, right?
Yeah.
Huh? Huh? It's good. It's good.
Jack, Leo, and Brad are eating.
So, these two dumb guys, dumb bandits, they rob this bank, then tear out of the parking lot and speed onto the turnpike.
There's more to it, Squirt.
Oh.
So the driver says, Joe, look through the back window, see if the cops are following us. So Joe looks through the back window and says, how will I know? So the driver says, the flashers will be on, moron. So Joe looks out the back window and says, yes, no, 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 yes, no, yes, no, yes. Leo, you've got to eat the bun.
He won't.
That's because your mother allows him to eat like a four-year-old. Where's your mother, anyway?
Probably out with Frank.
Who's Frank?
Her boyfriend.
Your mother has a boyfriend?
Yeah, it's some guy she works with. Wow.
He's divorced, too.
Well, that's good.
What's good?
Sally's seeing someone. Frank...
Cantor.
Good for her.
Hey, Jack. Why don't you ask Marcia about what we were talking about earlier?
Dad.
No, it's okay. I mean... Marcia was a high school girl once.
Dad, I think I can figure it out.
He's got this girl that likes him, or he thinks she likes him.
I said I can figure it out!
They all stare at Jack. He pushes his chair and leaves.
Brad.
Jack goes outside, and Brad follows him.
What was that? If you've got something to say, you better learn to get it out, buddy boy. Express yourself. I mean, you can't expect the world to automatically know what's going on in your mind. You didn't think I was making fun of you, did you? I wouldn't do that. You and your brother mean more to me than anything in this world.
Sally pulls up in her van. Brad goes inside. Jack pushes the front door closed.
Jack?
Jack goes inside. Back at Sally's house, Jack goes into his room and turns on some music. Leo goes into his room and Sally is behind him.
Leo, you have homework?
I know.
I'm always out with a gun. I'm always outnumbered. But I bust rhymes coming down like thunder.
Hey, honey, I have something to say. I know you don't want to hear it, but it's important that you and I keep the channels open.
Mama.
You know, establish a dialogue.
Jack turns away and lays face down on his bed.
Honey?
Jack pulls the blue gift bag from under his bed and gives it to her.
Go ahead. It's an early birthday present.
He smiles as she pulls out the necklace.
You cut these for me?
Well, of course. Who else?
She smiles and they hug.
Thank you.
Anyway, happy birthday.
He puts the necklace on her.
Hey, Leo.
Hi. Mom, Frank's here.
Frank has flowers.
Come on in.
Hey, thanks.
Jack's playing the guitar.
Hey, Jack. Nice axe. What is that, Les Paul? That's nice.
Sally enters wearing an evening dress.
Oh, my. You look pretty great.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you. Here, those are for you.
They're beautiful. Thank you. I'll go put these in water.
Okay. I made reservations at Castellana, so we've got to kind of hurry up. We don't want to lose our spot. Hey, Frank. Keep your pants on, all right?
Jack.
Jack turns to leave.
Sorry.
No, that... It really isn't. Just, excuse me a second.
Sally pounds on Jack's door.
That was so rude. How would you like it if I talked to your friends like that?
I don't have friends like that, Mom. That guy's a loser.
What is the matter with you? Do you just not want me to have dinner with him?
I don't care what you do. No, I have to use the bathroom, so get out of my way.
No, not until you answer me.
You don't want to move? Fine.
Jack pushes his mom out of the way and into a door. She looks at him, and he glares at her. Downstairs, Leo and Frank are watching television.
Thanks for doing this. Leo, honey, you know where your dad's number is, right?
I know, Mom.
Okay.
It's a lovely necklace.
Thank you. Jack gave it to me. He wanted me to apologize to you. He didn't mean to be rude. Well, good night, honey.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Jack's on the phone.
Hey, Luke, what's up, man? I can hardly hear you. Where are you?
What's up? Yo, I'm at Newt's, man.
He's having a party?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's here, too. Woo! Yo, Taylor came up and, he asked if you were gonna show. Dude, this chick wants you bad, man. You better get down here, alright? Get down here now, okay?
Alright, man.
I can't find Gus.
Look, if Mom calls, which she won't, alright, just tell her I'm in the shower or something, alright? I won't be gone long.
Yeah, but what?
Leo watches Jack leave. Elsewhere, women in red dresses and black shoes are dancing. Sally and Frank are sitting at a candlelit table nearby. Hey! Sally plays with the necklace. At the teenager party, a room is filled with smoke and kids. Jack walks to the front door just as a girl runs by holding her hand over her mouth. Jack goes inside and greets several people as he walks through the crowd.
Hey, man, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey.
Back at the restaurant, Sally and Frank exchange smiles. They continue to watch four women dance the flamenco as a guitarist sits nearby. At the teen party, Jack stops and looks at a girl.
Hey, have you seen Kayla?
She's downstairs.
Sally and Frank laugh and clap with the music. Jack walks downstairs and continues to search the crowd. He greets a few friends, then leans on a pool table. He suddenly sees Kayla kissing a boy. Jack frowns and starts running toward the couple. Luke stops him.
What are you doing? Come on, Jack, chill it out, man. Relax.
Jack.
Listen, don't worry about it. Here, here, need a beer. Here, take this.
Sally and Frank join in the applause for the dancers. Later, Frank walks her to the front door.
Here we are.
This was nice.
You sound surprised.
He kisses her on the cheek, then on the lips.
For a great night.
Thank you.
Sally goes inside. As she's taking off her wrap, she sees Leo asleep on the sofa.
Mama, don't go away.
Hey, hey, you. Come on. Hey. Any messages?
Yeah. Someone named Wendy.
Mrs. Rutherford. She's one of my clients.
She says you're meeting us to start at 9 o'clock sharp tomorrow morning because she has to do something after.
Thank you, sweetie. You're a great little message taker. Is Jack asleep?
Leo looks at her. Jack rubs his face as he enters.
Leo, go to bed. Where did you go? You smell like beer. You out with Luke again? What if there had been an emergency?
Mom, I was gone an hour, all right?
You left your brother alone. He's 9 years old.
Oh, he's fine.
God, Jack, that is not the point.
Well, just stop making it such a big deal, all right?
A big deal? You think this is a big deal? This is nothing, my friend. You are grounded for a month. That means for the next 4 weeks, you come straight home after school and you're staying in on the weekends. What, you think I'm joking? All right, all right. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call Luke's mother. I'm going to tell her that you two are not to see each other anymore.
No, you're not.
She glances at him.
Look, Mom, you're not calling Luke's mother.
Oh, I think it's about time she and I had a little talk.
Mom, I'm warning you, put the phone down.
He comes up behind her, grabs her necklace, and it breaks. He shoves her hard. He grabs Frank's flowers and throws the vase at her. Sally and Jack struggle. She slaps him so hard that his mouth is bleeding. He tries to punch her, but she ducks. He puts his arm through a window instead.
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
Jack's arm is badly cut.
Just don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Okay.
She wraps his arm in a blanket and rubs his head.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
At the ER, an attendant is helping Jack as Leo and Sally follow. She has blood on her hands.
Excuse me, where's your washroom? It's over there. Thank you. Honey, everything's going to be all right, okay? Look to me now, it's fine. It's going to be okay. I'll be right back. You just sit over here, okay?
Okay, Mom.
Sally goes to the washroom as Leo sits in a chair. He picks up a magazine to read. Meanwhile, blood goes down the drain as Sally washes her hands. She grabs a paper towel from a dispenser. She looks in the mirror and sees a burn mark on her neck where the necklace had been. She touches the mark and frowns. She then adjusts her wrap to cover the mark. In an exam room, a doctor is sewing up Jack's arm. Sally comes in.
Nursing supervisor, please dial 6624. Nursing supervisor, please dial 6624.
I don't think the anesthetic you gave him is strong enough.
Mom.
So you put your arm through a window?
Yeah.
How'd that happen?
Oh, it was my fault, really. I left something on the stairs, and he just tripped over it coming down.
The doctor and Jack look at Sally.
Must have been coming down pretty quickly.
He was, you know. He fell forward, lost his balance, and his arm went right through the glass.
What was it?
Sorry?
What did you trip on, Jack?
It was my shoes.
The doctor looks at Jack.
Would you excuse me a moment?
She nods her head.
Dr. Pons to orthopedics. Dr. Pons, please report to orthopedics.
Did you talk to Dan?
She nods.
So what'd you tell him?
I told him that we were here, that you'd had an accident, but you were going to be okay.
The doctor and another man come in the room.
Mrs. Cambridge, I'm Tom Sperling from the Department of Social Services. I need to file a report on what happened here tonight. Can I ask you a few questions?
Later at the hospital, Brad hurries down a hallway. He sees Jack and the two hug. Jack's arm is bandaged.
Hey, Dad.
Was it her?
No, they gave me some pain medicine. It's numb now.
How did it happen?
Oh, Brad, come on. We're all exhausted.
Come on.
What?
I want to talk to Jack.
She frowns at Brad. Jack and Brad leave the room and move down the hallway.
All right. Tell me exactly what happened. The truth.
Well, we had a fight. All right?
Take a seat. Take a seat.
Jack sits as Brad pulls up a chair.
Who had a fight?
Dr. Diamond to Pediatrics ICU. Dr. Diamond to Pediatrics ICU.
I don't know what's wrong with me, Dad.
There's nothing wrong with you. You can talk to me, Jack.
No, I just feel so pissed off lately.
About what? Tell me.
I don't know, Dad. All right, I don't know.
No, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Everybody feels pissed off or confused sometimes. That's normal.
No, Dad, I feel like this every day.
Then what? What was it that pissed you off?
stuff at school. You know, and then this guy Frank came over tonight.
Oh, so you don't like him? Oh, he doesn't like you boys? Did something happen with Frank tonight? Is that what this was?
Jack looks at his dad, then down at the floor.
You can tell me the truth, Jack. Did Frank hurt you?
Jack looks down, then slowly nods his head.
Yeah. Never be afraid to tell me anything. Let's go.
Jack and Brad quickly start to leave. Marcia and Leo are reading a magazine.
Leo, Marcia, come on, right here. Leo, is this your coat?
Yes.
No, let's go. Out of here.
Brad!
Sally chases the four outside to the parking lot.
Mom?
No, just
Brad?
In the car.
Brad, what do you think you're doing?
In the car. You tell me your son doesn't talk to you anymore? Well, maybe it's because your new boyfriend scares the crap out of him.
What?
I'm taking the boys home with me.
Jack! Jack, what did you tell him? What did you tell your father? Jack!
Jack glares at her.
Brad!
They drive off. Later, looking in a mirror, Sally pulls down her turtleneck sweater to look at the large mark on her neck. She replaces the sweater and lifts up her skirt to reveal a large bruise on her thigh. Veronica comes in.
What on earth happened to you?
Oh, I just bumped into the table this morning running for the phone.
Wendy Rutherford called.
Oh, God, we were supposed to meet this morning.
That's why she called. I juggled my meeting this afternoon so I could make time to see her.
I'm sorry, I just got completely sidetracked.
She wants to make a choice about who she's going to go with, and now it may not be us.
Veronica, I'm really sorry.
What is up with you?
It's Jack. I'm worried about him lately. I feel like I'm losing him.
Do you need to get some help here?
Maybe the National Guard? No, I just have to set boundaries and stick with them. Be his parent, not his friend. He'll be fine.
I gotta go.
Veronica, I am really sorry about Wendy Rutherford.
Well, let's hope it's okay.
At Brad's house, Marcia is carrying a laundry basket full of bedding.
Leo. So you had this problem for a long time? Because it's like every night. Waterworks.
Brad looks at her. She takes the laundry into another room.
Look, I was hoping you could get home early from work tonight. I think they need to spend some time with you.
No, I can't. I mean, this is the only night I can do this deposition.
Brad, I don't think they want to be here.
Well, it's not quite that simple.
Yeah, it is. Maybe you should just take them home.
This is their home. What kind of father would I be if I sent them back?
A realistic one. Honey, accidents happen.
And that's what you think that was, an accident. What if it happens again? Well, I'm not going to let it.
Have you really thought this through? What do you want? Do you want this to be a permanent arrangement?
Honey, you knew how much I loved my kids when we married.
So that's what this is about. You're always trying to make it up to them, Brad. You have been since I met you. And now maybe you're trying to convince yourself that there's a problem because deep down inside, what you really want is for them to live with us.
Yeah, and maybe you're convincing yourself that everything's fine because deep down you don't.
She looks down.
Marcia, I'm sorry.
Hey. I love you. When I married you, I signed on. Now, I swear to you, if I thought for one second those boys were at risk, I'd be the first to insist they stay.
They kiss.
Okay, let's go. You're going to be late. I'm going to be late.
Yeah.
See you later.
Elsewhere, Mike gets out of his car just as Sally is leaving work.
Sally.
Hey.
Mike!
Hi, how you doing?
Good, good.
Hey, I heard you made detective.
Yep, third precinct right here.
Congratulations. Nice. That's wonderful. You want to come up from it?
No, thanks. I just want to stop by. Brad asked me to stop by.
God, Mike, come on. You know Brad. You know how he flies off the handle.
I read the report from social services. Now, no matter what Brad says, there are red flags there.
Mike, these are my kids. They're all I have. If I thought for a second that I might lose them, I don't think I could take that.
She shakes her head and frowns. Later, Sally's at Brad's house.
Sally.
Hi.
Hi.
Where are the boys?
Well, Leo's over at Corey's and Jack's out with Luke.
Brad, no.
Sally, why don't you come in?
Brad, we have to talk.
Well, there's nothing to say. I don't want this Frank guy around the boys.
Oh, Frank had nothing to do with what happened.
Then what are you saying, Jack lied?
Jack has a very short temper. I'm worried about him becoming violent.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, it's not. I can't believe what you pulled at the hospital.
See, this is what you do. You always make me out to be the bad guy.
No, I do not. I have been very careful not to do that, even when you left.
I didn't leave the boys. I left you.
Oh, I know that. But when you moved out of their house too, and their lives changed because of it.
She sits.
We can't keep jerking them around like this. Now, what happened with Jack was a freak accident, and he and I need to deal with it, okay? Please bring them home. For their sake.
Brad looks around and shakes his head.
Okay. I'll bring them home tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Sally, I'm going to be watching. And if the next time I see the boys, if either one of them is a hair out of place, I swear to God I'm going to get custody. And I can. And I will.
She stares at him. Sally's unloading groceries as the boys come in.
Mom!
Boy, am I glad to see you.
I know.
Leo and Sally hug.
Gus! Come here, Gus! Come here, boy!
Honey, you know how Gus is. He'll come home when he's good and ready.
He and Dad played poker last night. He nearly beat Dad.
Oh. Well, we're having hamburgers tonight, the way you like them.
Whoa!
Jack and Sally look at each other.
Hey.
Hi.
How's the arm?
It's a little sore, but it's okay.
Things have to change.
Yeah, I know.
I'm serious. Why did that happen? I mean, we've been through this.
Jack looks down and frowns.
I get so angry.
Honey, when you get angry, you have to talk, not get that way.
I know. I'm sorry, Mom. It will never happen again.
Just promise me.
I promise.
Oh, Jack.
She hugs him.
I'm sorry.
He looks down. Later, Jack and Sally are in the kitchen.
Leo, dinner's ready. Hello? Oh, hello, Frank.
Ooh, Frank, huh?
Everything's been just, Well, it's been a little crazy around here.
You know what? You should invite him over for dinner. I'll show him my lava lamp, huh? That ought to get him going. I'm just kidding, Mom, all right? But seriously, you should invite him over.
Frank, what are you doing Friday?
Later, Jack's trying to shoot baskets. After he shoots, he holds his injured arm and frowns. Other boys in uniforms are in the gymnasium.
Okay, let's move, guys. Bus is outside. Let's go.
Aren't you coming? I thought you got new stitches out.
Nah, I won't be ready to play until next week.
We got a big loss.
Hey,
Kayla singing that kissing you was like kissing her grandmother.
Jack frowns and throws the basketball as hard as he can against a wall. He wipes his brow with his hand. Later, he's walking home. He watches a car pass him on the street. He's frowning and shaking his head. He comes home to find Leo, Frank, and Sally in the kitchen.
No anchovies.
What? Oh, no, you can't have a Caesar salad without anchovies.
I'm afraid I'm with Leo on that one.
Oh, come on.
Here you go.
These are not going to be spicy. Hey, Jack.
Jack nods.
Frank's just making his special Caesar salad.
Great.
Later at dinner.
Do you know why caribou are always on the move?
No, why are caribou always on the move? Is this a joke?
No, it's real. I'm asking if you know.
Leo is very into natural science right now.
Oh.
They're always on the move because they're always looking for food.
That's right, moss.
Lichen.
Hey, you really know your stuff.
Jack drops his fork on his plate.
You been there? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I have.
They eat the lichen, and it takes years for it to grow back. So that's why they keep moving.
Right. You know, I photographed a herd of them a couple of years ago when I was up there. I'll show you guys sometime.
Wow, that's so cool.
Later, Sally and Frank are kissing on the front porch step. Mm.
Night.
As Frank leaves, Jack is looking out the window. Sally goes up the stairs just as the cat frantically races down. She goes up the stairs and passes Leo, who's cautiously looking out his bedroom door. She enters Jack's room where debris is scattered across the floor.
What happened?
I tripped.
Leo slowly walks back to his own room as Sally turns off the music.
Quite the liar you've become.
Yeah, well, I learn from the best.
Sally lowers her eyebrows and walks toward Jack.
Jack, I appreciate the effort that you made tonight.
He was making fun of Leo.
Oh, he was not. He was trying to talk to Leo about things that interest him.
Oh, don't, okay?
Oh, would you please talk to me? Just tell me.
Tell you what?
Tell you why I don't trust this guy?
Jack.
Would you even listen to me, Mom?
Frank was just trying...
I know what Frank was trying to do, Mom. All right, I don't want you seeing him anymore. And I don't want him over at my house ever again. Because if you let him over here, I can't guarantee what will happen.
You can't guarantee? Okay, honey, I realize tonight was a little tense. But Frank is a decent, good man, and he's had an interesting life. And if you would just give him a chance...
Shut up! All right? I'm not listening to you anymore.
Jack points in his mom's face. He hits the door on the way out. Sally follows him downstairs, then shuts the front door as he tries to leave.
Jack!
Jack shoves his mom hard against a table. She tries to run away. He pushes another table over. He picks up a large bookend and starts to strike her. He looks around and runs. Sally steadies herself, then pushes a table back into place before answering the door. It's two police officers.
Ma'am, I've got a call from one of your neighbors about the noise.
Oh, my son, his music.
I know, they said it was more than just music. They heard shouting, crashes.
Oh, well, he tripped over his guitar, and there was a lamp fell. I was just... moving some books, and I had a whole armload when you came, and I just dropped them.
Jack walks up behind Sally.
Hi.
This is my son, Jack.
I'm sorry about the music officers. I didn't realize it was so loud.
I try and tell him.
Is there anyone else in the house?
No. Well, just my other son, but he's...
Here.
Leo's on the stairs.
All right. Try to keep the noise down for the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Sorry.
The officers leave. Sally and Jack look at each other. Leo goes back upstairs.
This program is sponsored by Lysol Ready Brush. Life demands Lysol.
When it's time to clean the toilet, I want something that's easy, effective, and leaves the toilet sparkling clean all the time. Lysol listened. The Lysol Ready Brush is the ready-to-use toilet cleaning system that combines cleaning and brushing all in one. Just push the button and squeeze the trigger. The Lysol Ready Brush shoots powerful Lysol cleaning foam that clings to the bowl and gets under the rim with a brush head that really scrubs for a Lysol clean every time.
The Lysol Ready Brush, an over $11 value, now at a special trial price of only $6.99.
Metamucil presents The Regulars.
Bob, Fred, Bob, Jack.
Jack, Fred.
Bob, Fred, Bob, Jack.
Jack, Fred.
Bob, Fred, Bob, Jack.
Jack, Fred.
If you want to be one of the regulars,
Bob, Fred, Bob, Jack,
do what
Jack,
these regulars do. Day after day, take Metamucil Daily Fiber. It's 100% natural fiber to stay regular the natural way in powder, wafer, and capsules.
Beauty is ageless. My secret?
New Age Perfect Double Action. It's more than just a moisturizer. One, with Elastium decrinkle skin surface. Two, with pure vitamin C illuminate skin.
It's smoother and decrinkled.
New Age Perfect Double Action treatment from L'Oreal Paris.
It accelerates faster than a Porsche Boxster. Has more ground clearance than a BMW X5. And costs $12,000 less than an Audi Allroad. It is the all-new 250-horsepower all-wheel drive Subaru Outback. Somewhere in Germany, an engineer weeps.
Visit your Subaru dealer for 2.9% APR for 63 months on every 2005 Subaru.
Hey, little fella, gotta change your touch. What you thought was enough might be too much. See, it's more cushiony than ever before. With Charmin Ultra, less is more.
When we say less is more, woo! Less is more.
It's more absorbent than the regular Ripple brand for sure.
What you used to love, now you're gonna adore.
Charmin Ultra, less is more.
Cha-cha-cha, Charmin.
After 3 days. Yep, 3 days. Really, 3 days. Crest White Stripes Premium. Whiter teeth after just 3 days. Full results after 7. Why wait? Crest White Stripes Premium. Part of the Crest Dental Plan for healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
If you wanted to create the ideal health drink, you'd want the vitamin C you find in rutabagas, and thiamine, liver, minerals like potassium and magnesium. Or you could just have a glass of Florida orange juice.
Florida orange juice, drink it every day.
Your baby depends on you. You depend on your pediatrician. Ask your pediatrician about Pediorix, the only 5-in-1 vaccine that can protect your baby from 5 serious diseases with up to 6 fewer shots. Fewer shots. You can almost hear your baby say, "Thanks, Mom." Pediorix should not be used in children allergic to yeast, certain antibiotics, or any component of this vaccine, or who have a progressive neurologic disorder. Tell your doctor if your child has bleeding problems, a latex allergy, a moderate to severe illness, has had seizures, or a serious reaction after receiving a pertussis vaccine. In studies, the most common side effects were pain, redness and swelling at the injection site, fever and fussiness. Compared to separately administered vaccines, Pediorix was associated with more instances of fever. Remember, vaccine decisions need to be made early. So ask your pediatrician about Pediorix soon. Fewer shots. Now that's something to smile about.
Lifetime's got a brand new series that's making a clean sweep of America's houses. Go to LifetimeTV.com and enter our How Clean Is Your House sweepstakes. You could win $10,000 for cleaning products or even a maid. Enter now. Sponsored by your favorite household products.
Hi. If you want to leave a message for Sally, Jack, or Leo, you know what to do after the beep. Sally, it's Veronica. Sally? Listen, I know you're going through stuff right now, but you have to let me know if you're not coming in or where you are. I have been trying to get you all day. Frank has too. Anyway, it looks... looks like we lost the Rutherford job. She hired Paul Hess instead. Would you please give me a call when you get this?
Sally's listening. A school bus pulls up and Leo gets off. He walks up the driveway and sees his cat lying on the ground under a bush.
Gus?
Later, Gus is in a carrier as Sally and Leo come home.
He broke his leg.
Vet says he'll be okay. Probably have a limp, though. Something beat him up pretty bad.
He has a cast on. Like a human.
Jack watches them go by.
Honey, let's not forget to give him his pain meds.
Okay.
Jack lowers his head. Later, Sally hears crying. She peeks in the laundry room to see Jack hugging Gus.
I'm sorry.
Later, Sally's at a computer at the library. She does a search on teen violence against parents. Computer says no results were found for your search. She tries again. Later, she's talking to a librarian.
We have several books on child abuse.
No, actually, I'm not sure really how to put this, but it's more the other way around. Parent abuse.
The librarian looks at the computer screen.
Yes, it looks like we have one title on that subject. The Abuse of Elderly Parents by Adult Children.
Nothing about teenagers?
No, sorry.
Later, Sally's on the phone.
Are you looking for a hotline for teenagers?
No, about teenagers. Parents who are abused by teenagers.
This is a hospital for psychiatric disorders for people in crisis who either can't take care of themselves or might be a danger to others.
I'm sorry, ma'am. We're a drug rehab program. You might try Al-Anon.
She tosses the phone down and holds her head in her hands. Later, Sally walks up to a building. Children and women are playing in the yard. A sign in front says, "Shelter from the rain."
Really, we're a shelter for women who are victims of spousal abuse. No, I know that. It's just I don't know where else to... I've called everybody, and they just put me on hold. They don't know what to tell me. They don't know where to refer me.
I know. It's tough. Have a seat.
I got your number from the local abuse hotline, and I thought...
If you're having difficulty with a child, generally it's a good idea.
He's got such rage.
The woman looks at her.
So his behavior frightens you at times? Is he a danger to himself or to anyone in the household?
Sally nods.
Does he shove you, kick you?
She nods again.
He needs help. I don't know where to get him help. I don't know what to do anymore.
What you have to do, and I can tell you from our experience here, is just try to stay calm. If there's an argument going on, don't continue it. Do not yell, walk away, separate yourself from him.
He's really a good boy.
Stay away from anywhere where there might be potential weapons. The kitchen, the bathroom. Get out of the house if you have to. I think you should go to the police. File a protection from abuse order. It's a PFA.
She hands Sally a piece of paper.
Well, what does this mean exactly, this PFA thing?
It's a court order that will protect you. Keep him away from you. Remove him from your home if necessary.
Sally walks back outside the shelter and leans against a post. A woman is watching her.
Will you be coming to stay here?
No.
Sally tousles a small boy's hair as she walks away. later, Sally walks down a hallway at the police station. She walks into a room and sees Mike. He looks at her. She looks down, then turns and leaves. Later, Sally's in her van. She parks, gets out of the vehicle, and goes into an office building. A sign on the window says, Brad Cambridge, attorney at law.
Hello, Sally.
Hi.
Jane, would you like to go get yourself some coffee?
Sure.
Jane leaves.
Sally?
I have to tell you something about what happened with Jack's arm. What really happened. He came in late. I was upset, and we had an argument, and somehow it got physical.
Physical how?
Jack tried to hurt me.
Come on.
He meant to hit me, but he put his fist through the window instead.
So you're telling me that Jack was the one that instigated this incident?
His temper.
You're the grown-up here. You need to control the situation.
No, you don't understand.
We're talking about a 16-year-old boy.
I know. I thought things were getting better, and I wanted to believe, you know, that maybe he'd really changed, but he hasn't. He keeps doing it. He keeps telling me he's never going to do it again, and then he lashes out at me.
Did you push him?
Brad!
If you did, I'm going to find out.
You aren't listening.
She stands.
He has these violent outbursts where he's not himself and he's riding on some deep, deep rage. Now, we're his parents. We have to do something.
Brad nods his head.
I think the boy should come live with me.
Oh, don't do this to me.
You've done it to yourself.
Our son is in serious trouble and he needs our help. You know, all those years before... Brad, let me say this. I never really saw it, but you treated me the same.
I never once lifted a finger against you.
But it was the same as if you had. I think everything was over. Things were changed. It was going to be peaceful. Then you'd go off into one of your rages again, yelling at me and belittling me. I feel like there's something still in my house. You.
Brad smirks and looks down. Sally shakes her head, gathers her things, and leaves. Brad covers his mouth with his hand.
They say file a protection order or have him arrested. I can't do that. What if they take him away from me? He's my son. What did I do?
No, it's not your fault. It's no one person's fault.
Sally and Frank are walking.
He's my little boy.
Sally, he's not a little boy anymore.
He's not a grown-up either. I mean, he's just 16, but he's this monster. And this rage, I don't know, where could that go next?
He hugs her. Later at Brad's house, the boys are visiting.
Hey, Leo. You haven't touched your dinner.
Oh, Leo doesn't like lasagna.
Yeah, I told her last time we were here.
I forgot, Leo. Look, why don't you just try it if you don't like
it? I don't like it. I told you. Don't you listen?
Well, maybe if you acted your age, Leo, I'd have more respect for what you had to say.
Leo, why don't you try it?
You always take her side.
Leo, that's not true. Honey, maybe you could.
Perfect, Brad.
You shut up!
He points at Marcia, then leaves. Brad follows.
I said I'm sorry.
That's not the point, Leo. The point is... Both of you know that outbursts like that, well, that's not the way to solve problems. Men of integrity never respond like that. What I'm trying to say, Leo, is that the way you just behaved is unacceptable and can never happen again.
Yes, sir.
Jack's listening.
If it does, not only will I be disappointed in you, I won't be able to respect you. Let's go see Marcia. You've got something to tell her.
Okay.
Jack watches them leave, then leans his head back on a doorway. Later, Leo's in bed. Jack gets up and puts on his ball cap and coat.
Where are you going?
Home. I have to tell Mom something.
What?
That I'm sorry.
Leo yawns as Jack leaves. Leo gets out of bed and gets dressed. Jack walks up to the house where Sally and Frank are hugging and kissing. Sally goes in the house and starts up the stairs.
Frank?
Jack walks in, looks at his mom, and pushes her out of the way. Sally slowly rises to her feet. She goes up the stairs. She looks in Jack's room. He's stuffing clothes into a bag.
Jack!
He turns and races toward her. He tackles her into a wall. Leo is downstairs.
Mom?
Leo goes upstairs. Jack picks up a trophy and raises it. Leo tries to stop him. He tosses Leo into the air. Leo's head hits a chest and he falls to the floor. Sally turns Leo over to see his forehead bleeding. She races to a phone as Jack looks back and forth between his mom and Leo.
I need an ambulance! 18 Rosemary Drive! My son hit his head and he's not moving!
Sally slaps Jack so hard that he falls to the floor. She covers her face. An ambulance races to the home. Police arrive as the paramedics take a stretcher out. Jack is sitting in front of the house as the stretcher is taken inside. Two officers approach him.
You want to tell us what happened?
Jack stands.
What happened to your face, son?
Tears roll down Jack's face as the officers look at each other. Neighbors watch as Leo is taken out of the house on a stretcher. An oxygen mask covers his face. Sally is following the paramedics. Jack watches Leo go by on the stretcher.
It's okay, baby. I'm right here, okay?
Put your hands behind your back, please.
Cambridge, I'm afraid you have to come with us. Sally Cambridge, you're under arrest on suspicion of child abuse and endangerment. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law.
I have to go. I have to ride with
you. You have the right.
Sally is handcuffed and put into a police car. Back at the station, Sally is talking to Mike and Virginia.
I am telling you the truth. Mike. He needs help.
He'll be charged with assault. Against his brother. Against you.
Sally sighs as tears roll down her cheeks.
I don't see how there's any other way.
In the hospital, Brad is holding Leo's hand. Jack is standing at the foot of the bed.
Tell me again. Tell me what happened.
He tripped.
Brad looks at Jack. Mike comes in the room. Later, Jack's sitting on a stretcher as Mike talks to Brad.
So where is she now, Mike?
She's in the waiting room.
Jack?
I don't care what she says, all right? She's the one with the problem. She's the one who needs help.
So you have nothing to do with this.
Jack looks down.
No.
Fine, then.
Mike looks at Virginia.
So what's going to happen to her?
Well, she's probably going to jail.
Don't you think she should go to jail?
Look up. I need to talk to her, all right?
Son, I don't think that'd be a good idea.
Jack,
just now.
Wait!
Jack runs down a hallway to a waiting area. Sally is there.
Jack?
Oh, I'm sorry. It was my fault. I'm sorry. It was my fault. I pushed Leo.
You pushed your brother.
I didn't mean to, Dad. It was an accident. I never meant for this to happen.
I'm sorry.
Mike handcuffs Jack.
Jack, I'm going to have to ask you to come with me, son. You have the right to remain silent. If you give up that right, anything you say can will be used against you in court of law.
Jack looks at his parents as he's led away. Sally glares at Brad. Jack, dressed in a dark t-shirt and pants, is carrying a change of clothing. He's walking with a man who has keys in his hands.
Okay, Cambridge. This is you.
Jack goes into a small room. A teen is lying on a cot. He turns over as Jack sits on another cot. At the hospital, Veronica is with Sally at Leo's bedside.
Sally, you didn't do anything wrong.
I know.
The women hold hands. Leo wakes up.
Hey, you. Morning. You okay, sweetheart?
Leo nods. Veronica is leaving as Frank comes in.
Hey.
Hi. Frank's here. He's going to stay with you while I'm gone. But I'll be back in a couple of hours, okay? So you just rest.
Leo nods as Sally kisses him gently.
Thanks for doing this.
Take as much time as you want, okay?
Okay.
It's going to be fine. So, Leo, how you doing? Huh?
He gently rubs Leo's head. Later, Sally and Brad are sitting on a bench in a hallway.
Mrs. Cambridge, Mr. Cambridge, I'm Robert Nicholas. I'm the juvenile probation officer. Would you follow me, please?
They get up slowly and follow Robert. They're sitting in a room at a large conference table.
Well, the prosecutor's office is not going to drop the assault charges.
Sally shakes her head.
I don't know what I expected.
They are willing, however, to defer the charges if you file what's called an at-risk youth petition.
Sure. What is it?
It's a court order that helps set limits for youths under 18. If teens violate those conditions which are set forth, including counseling or attending a program, they can be charged with contempt and put in 7-day detention. Lockup.
But what program?
Well, there aren't too many. But there is one over in McCade County. That's where I'm going to be referring Jack. There he'll have private counseling, group sessions, and each of you will have to see someone as well.
They both nod.
Now, you also indicated that there's no relatives for him to stay with.
No, not in the area.
All right, we'll have to have him in a foster care situation by this afternoon.
Oh, no, now... If he's getting help, I don't see why we have to do that.
Mrs. Cambridge, if a parent allows one child to abuse another child in this state, the parent can be charged with child abuse. Now, you run the risk of losing custody of your youngest son as well.
We understand, Mr. Nicholas.
Once Jack shows progress through counseling and if there's real behavior change, well, then he can come home.
How much time do you think that would be? I know it's hard to tell, but...
Well, it took a long time for Jack to learn this behavior. It's going to take a long time for him to learn to change that behavior. The program requires a minimum commitment of 6 months.
Later in a hallway.
I know what you're thinking. I know that there have been times when I've lost it.
He pauses to lean against a wall and takes a deep breath. Sally looks at him.
I go too far.
And our sons see it. Brad, if we're going to pull this off, we have to be there for Jack together. We have to work at this like we never worked at anything the entire time we were married.
They both nod. They look at each other and begin to walk again. Elsewhere, Jack is attending a group session.
Joe, how do you feel today?
Satisfied. Okay.
Russell?
Frustrated, I guess.
Jack, this is how we start out each session. Everybody checks in with the feeling. You can use the chart if you need to.
Comfortable?
Fine. Russell, do you want to take some time to talk about why you're feeling frustrated? Okay, that's cool.
Jack shakes his head. Sally's with a therapist.
Oh, he was great. He was my daddy. He could be stern. You never knew when he was gonna blow.
At you?
Not really, no. Mostly at my mother. The whole time I was growing up, she was always walking on eggshells, trying to keep the peace, but never quite pulling it off. She would never have done anything to end her marriage. She didn't live to see me fail at mine.
Sally, all those years you watched your mom tolerate your father's verbally abusive behavior. The fact was you couldn't tolerate the same behavior from your husband. You didn't fail at your marriage. What you did by getting out of it was very healthy.
Sally looks at him at Jack's session.
Look, I can't help it, all right? Sometimes I snap. That's just the way I am.
Violence is not your identity, Jack.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did. You said that's the way you are, but it's not. It's the way you act.
It's a choice. It's a conscious choice. Whatever.
I know that. I have been over that a million times in my mind. And I know that I make rules and that I don't do anything when he breaks them. I just let it slide. I know that I do that. I just don't know why. I try. It's just... there's so much... there's so many balls in the air at once, and I know that when he pushes and I give in and change the rules to avoid a showdown, that I can't.
You can't what?
I can't do this. It's too hard.
It's doubly hard for you, Sally. You had an abusive husband. Now you're having to deal with that same behavior in your son.
My dad never hit my mom.
No, but you did, Jack. Why is that? Do you blame her for your dad leaving?
My dad is a good guy.
So you do blame your mom?
Look, I never said that.
What are you saying, man? You punched a hole through a window for the fun of it? Couldn't handle being daddy, huh?
When your dad left, you felt like you had to take on a lot of responsibility, didn't you?
I handled it.
You weren't supposed to handle it. You were the child.
I was the oldest.
The oldest kid.
Your dad yelled a lot at your mom, right?
Yeah, I did.
The group looks at him.
He did.
Man, that's what we call abuse.
Straight up.
You do what you know. Do you understand what I'm saying? He was your role model, Jack.
Jack looks at the floor. Back at the Cambridge home, Jack's talking to Sally.
When Dan left, I felt this relief. You know, that he was gone, and I know you felt that too, Mom. I know you did.
Jack.
I didn't know why he had to do that to us. Why he acted that way and why you let him.
He sits next to his mom.
I couldn't stop him. I didn't know how.
I didn't either.
It's okay.
They hug.
I'm so sorry, Mom.
It's going to be okay.
What to do?
I think you're doing it, sweetheart.
We both are.
Jack moves to the piano and she moves beside him. They both start to play.
Ready?
You want me in now?
Narrated by Susan Crane for the Narrative Television Network. Special thanks to the U.S. Department of Education. Executive Producer Frieda Rothstein.